Thank God he brought us out.
Amen.
Amen. I believe the Lord has power to save. He saved you, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he does.
Amen. Our faith should be encouraged to know that if God will save us, he'll save anyone, right? He can save any one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be looking in the book of 1 John tonight. The book of 1 John. Praise God. First John chapter 2. Read to you a few verses tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Begin reading in verse 3, and we'll read down a few verses here. And we'll try to preach something to you tonight. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because of the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in the darkness even till now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. Amen. Just going to focus in on a few of these verses here in verse 3, is where we'll take our start. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Amen. I want to talk to you about true Christianity. True Christianity. Amen. Every one of us like to think that we are doing the best that we can, trying to live for the Lord, and trying to be a good Christian. But I think there are so many things, so many areas sometimes we've got to continue in. The verse that's been in my mind is the verse that says, hold to that which is good, abstain from the very appearance of evil, hold to that which is good. Abstain from the very appearance of evil and hold to that which is good. Yes. The word abstain means to totally abhor or just to hate it. Hate that, the thing that has the very appearance of evil.
Yes.
And to hold to that, speaking of holding fast to it like it's your lifesaver, hold to that which is good.
Yes.
Hold to, that kind of means that we need to look at our life and we need to be careful. The things that we do every day. We need to remember that we're Christians every day.
Right.
And we need to take account of everything, every action, everything that we do all the time.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Right.
Amen. Yes. And I think what Sister Karen was saying about us being a testimony. Our life, it is a testimony. Our life is a message that's preached every day.
Every day.
Our life is a book that is written every day. Our life is a living testament that is lived out before each and every one, every day. We have to be careful how we live, how we conduct ourselves, what we do, how we look, how we act, where we go. Every area of our life, every facet of our life, we need to be so careful that we make ourselves a living example of Jesus Christ. A living example of Jesus Christ. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything. Now, do I live up to this? I'm sorry to say, sometimes I don't. But I don't want to do anything, amen, that would disappoint God. And I don't want to do anything, amen, that would be a black mark on the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right. Amen. I want to please him in everything that I do.
Amen.
Amen. And when we read it, when we read here in verse 3, where he says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments." First, I'd like for look at the test of our attitude. The test of our attitude. And the first thing that we need to notice about our attitude, testing our attitude, is do we have an obedience or do we desire obedience? Do we have do we desire obedience in our life? When we look at this verse 3, he says to keep his commandments. To keep his commandments. The word keep means to carefully guard. To carefully guard, to keep. To keep, to carefully guard, to watch out over his commandments. Do we watch that our life is being obedient to the commandments of Jesus Christ? Into the commands of God. And I know, man, Lord, I've done the Ten Commandments from my youth. Ever heard that line before? From my youth, Lord, I've kept the Ten Commandments. I've been obedient to every one of them. We've kept the commandments. We've guarded them. And maybe the Ten Commandments. We have, but do you know there's much more than just Ten Commandments in the Bible? There's much more than just those Ten Commandments. When we read through the Word of God, there is commands that is given to each and every one of us. And when you read the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord, he kind of goes through the Ten Commandments, but he takes them even farther. Farther. Remember what he said? He says, if a man hateth his brother, he's already committed murder. Right. Remember the commandment, thou shalt not kill? Yes. But the Lord says, if you hate your brother, you've committed murder in your heart. Remember what the Lord said about thou shalt not commit adultery? But then he says, if a man look upon a woman to lust after her in his heart, he's already committed adultery with her. So the Lord took those commandments and even spread them even farther into our life. And so when we look at the commandments, do we guard them in our life? Do we feel like they're just so ingrained in us that we just kind of live and our life kind of stays within the boundaries of God's word? Or do we watch closely to make sure that we stay within the boundaries of God's word? Do we watch closely that we are obedient to his command? Do we observe our life in every area to make sure that we keep his commandment? That we keep his commandments and we guard carefully. Amen. We need to desire to be obedient. There needs to be a desire in our heart that we, Lord, I want to be obedient to your commands. Lord, I don't want to stray. I want to make sure, Lord, that I'm obedient to your word. I want to be obedient to the command of God. Is that your desire? Is it truly your desire? The Lord, I want to be obedient. Lord, I don't want to. It's my desire never to mess up. It's my desire to always please you. It's my desire, Lord God, to make my life, Lord God, pleasing to you in every area, not just here and not just here, but in every area of my life. I know that we're careful in some areas of our life. Maybe we're careful in our speech. Maybe we're careful in our actions. But are we careful in other areas of our life? Are we careful with our attitude? Are we careful, amen, with our thoughts? Are we careful, amen, with the places we go? Are we careful with the way that we look at our appearance? Are we careful? Do we have a desire to be obedient to God? Amen. You see, there's some people, they excel in one area. That's where they put all of their effort, but boy, they fall short in so many other areas. My desire is, Lord, that I don't just keep one commandment.
No, that's right.
My desire, Lord, is that I keep all of your commandments in every area of my life. Let every area of my life be pleasing to you, Lord. I don't want to fall short. I don't want to miss the mark. Man, do you desire obedience? Man, notice the obedience that's described here in chapter 2 and verses 3, and then it goes into verse 4. He says, if we keep his commandments, and then in verse 4, he says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But look what it says in verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, he that keepeth his word. Now we've got two places. One says, keep his commandments. Yeah. Another one says, keep his word.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep his, there are some things that are commanded of us.
Yes.
They are commanded of us. Let me describe it to you this way. The father comes home and he looks at his son. I was looking at you, Nate. He looks at his son. He says, take out the trash, mow the yard. Right? Or he says, take out the trash. I want you to go. I want you to take out the trash and I want you to clean your room. Those are commands. Those are commands. Then if he goes, he obeys those commands. That is keeping his father's commandments. Right? We know that God has commanded things of us in our life.
Right.
He's commanded that we've given us commandments that we be truthful. He's given us commandments concerning the way we live. He's given us commandments about the places we go. He's been given us commandments about our actions and our lifestyle and the way that we live. He's given us commandments. But if the boy overhears the father, and the father saying to someone, and he says, you know, I'm not really feeling good today. He said, boy, I hate that the grass needs mowed, and I just really don't feel like doing it, but I'm going to have to get out there and do that anyway. I wish there was somebody to mow my grass. And the boy is not directly commanded to go mow the grass, but he hears the word of his father, and he keeps the word of his father, and he does it to please his father.
Right.
Amen. Not that he was commanded, but that he's being obedient. That he's wanting to keep the word of his father. He knows it's the desire of his father. He knows it's the wish of his father.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes
we know the commandments of the word of God. We know the commandments. Remember the rich young ruler. Lord, I've kept the commandments from my youth. What one thing must I do? And the Lord says, go and sell all you have and give it to the poor. Come and follow after me. But he did not want to keep the word of the Father. He did not want to be obedient to his word and keep his word. There are times that we do things, not being so much that they are commanded of us, but we know that it pleases God. And we know that it's the wishes of the Father. And we know it's the will of the Father. Amen. There are some things that people say, well, I never saw in the Bible where it said, thou shalt not. I never said that. I didn't read in the Bible where it said, thou shalt not so and so and so and so. I never read that in there. No, it may not be in there. Thou shalt not. But I know it is the word and the wishes and the will of God. And I'm being obedient. I'm keeping the word of God. Amen, I'm keeping his word. Amen, I know that this is his will. I know this is what God wants. I know this is what pleases God. I know this is what's going to make God happy. I know it's in keeping with the principle of his word. And therefore, I'm obedient to him. Oh, if we have that attitude, if we have that attitude as we serve God, we'll be better Christians. We'll be better Christians. Amen. So much better Christians.
Amen.
If we learn to keep his word and to keep his commands.
Amen.
But notice what it says in verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know we are in him.
Yes.
The love of God is perfected in us because we want to keep his word. It's not just the commandments of God, but now we are keeping his word. Amen. Why do we do that? You know why? When you're keeping commandments, you're trying to obey the law.
Yes.
Right?
Sure. Right.
Amen. You can get out, if you're, you know, a young teenager, you get on the highway, you're driving. Amen. The speed limit's 65. You try to stay within, you're trying to stay at under 65 so that you don't get a ticket. Right? So you don't get pulled over. That's good. That's good. Stay under that speed limit so you don't get a ticket. But you know, there's another reason why if a teenager says, you know what? I'm not going to speed because I know it makes my mom and dad happy. It makes them happy and I love them and I want to please them. It's not that I don't want to get it. I'm not in fear of the ticket. It's more that I want to please my father and my mother because I love them. Amen. We've got to get to the place where we're not keeping the commandments of God just because we're afraid of the judgment of God, but that we're being obedient to God and keeping His word because we love God. Then is His love perfected in us. Amen. It's not that I'm afraid God's going to judge me. It's not that I'm afraid that I'm going to fall to the judgment of God. Amen. But I'm living the way I live because I love God. Amen. I want to be obedient and keep His word and keep His commands because I love Him with everything that's in me. I love Him with all my heart and I want to please Him. That's when love is perfected. People say, "Ah, you live in bondage." You ever heard that? Anybody ever tell you you're in bondage? No. Because in love, there is no bondage. Amen. I love my wife. Being married to her is not a burden. Right? It's not a burden. Man, you know, to do something to please her should not be a burden to me. Right? Amen. To do if I know it pleases her, it ought to be the joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not in bondage because I live the way I'm living. I'm not in bondage because I'm being obedient to God and obedient to His word. Amen. Maybe I started that way, amen, because of fear, but oh, I soon learned to love God. And that's when love was perfected in me. And now I live and I do what I do because I love the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's the attitude that needs to pass. That's the attitude that passes the test. Amen. Yes, we keep His commandments. Yes, we keep His word. But we do it because it's an attitude of love. It's an attitude that we want to please Him. It's an attitude that we say, "Lord, I want to live for You, Lord. I want to love You, Jesus." Amen. Verse 6. Notice the attitude, but now it becomes down to a test of our actions. He that saith, "He abideth in Him," ought himself also to walk even as He walked. He that saith he abideth in Him ought to walk even as He walked. Wow. The book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk even as He walked." Yeah. Amen. Come here, Lee. Come here, Jay. I need some help again tonight, boys. I appreciate these fellows. Stand up here on the altar, both of you. Right there. Okay? All right. You're not standing like it. Yeah. Scratch your head, Lee. Move your leg, Lee. Kick it, Lee. Come on, move that leg. Yeah. Yeah, wave your arms, Lee. You got two of them? Well, wave your arms. You guys are really into this, I can tell. Yeah. You know what Jay's doing? He's mimicking Lee.
That's right.
Imitation.
Yeah.
Mimic.
Right.
Thank you, boys. I like having them right there on the front seat wearing pick on them. That word there in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, "Be ye therefore followers," that word is mimetes, which where we get imitate or mimic. Mimic, to imitate. Be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Do you ever see children play follow the leader? They like that. They think that's fun. But did you ever see a child imitate their parents? They love to do that. They'll stand like their dad. They'll stand beside. Do you ever see them? A lot of times they want to dress like their folks. I mean, they want to imitate.
Right.
There's something about imitating. Man, when Kayla was little, she liked to do dress up. I mean, some to dress old like she was an adult or something, you know, put on the heels and the long dresses and stumble through the house. I mean, trying to act like an adult, trying to be like those that she looked up to in the church.
Right.
Imitation.
Yes.
Walk as he has walked.
Amen,
this is where the test of our actions comes in. Maybe you've got the right attitude, but man, you've got to put it into action.
Yes, we do.
You've got to put it into action. Amen, your life needs to become an imitation of Christ.
Yes.
You need to be and walk as he walked. You need to act as he acted. You need to be like Christ. He said, well, Dad, there ain't no way. There ain't no way. Amen. The Bible says they were first called Christians at Antioch. Why is that? Because they were Christ-like. They looked at them and they recognized they had the life of Christ. They had patterned themselves after Christ. They were mimicking Christ. They were following Christ. They were following his teachings. They were following his lifestyle. They were following the way that he lived. And so therefore they called them Christians. Amen, I believe it is the plan of God. Amen, for us to walk as he walked. To live every day in a way that Christ would live. And that our every motive would be like Christ.
Yes.
You need to imitate Christ in your thoughts.
Yes, we do.
You need to imitate Christ.
Yes.
Amen, in your actions.
Yes.
You need to imitate Christ in your words.
Christ.
You need to imitate Christ in your love. For the church and for your brothers and sisters. You need to imitate Christ in your charity. You need to imitate Christ in your life. You need to imitate Christ in your dress. You need to imitate Christ in every area of your life. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's up to us to pattern our life after Jesus Christ. Amen. That's when you put it into action. Amen, to hear the Bible, to hear the word of God, to keep his commandments in our mind, that's good, and have an attitude. Lord, I want to please you. But when we leave this door tonight, amen, we've got to walk like he walked. Amen, we need to imitate him in our life every day, all through the day. We need to please God.
Amen, yes, we do.
Amen. That's when we can perfect the love of God and the perfect Christianity in our life. Amen. You say that you love God, but you don't keep his commandments.
Yeah.
You say that you love God and you don't keep his commandments. You're a liar.
Right.
You're a liar.
Right.
Wow. Sounds like strong words, but it's so true.
Yes, it is.
Say you love him, keep his commandments.
Amen.
Keep his commandments.
Right.
Imitate him.
Yes.
Put it into action. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know why? It needs to be in action. By this shall you know that they are my disciples, that they love one another. You know what that? You know what that's saying? They're taking the actions of Christ, putting it into their own life, and mimicking it in their own life.
Yes.
The love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You'll know they're my disciples because they have love like I loved. You'll know they're my disciples because they'll have character like I had character.
Yes.
You'll know they're my disciples because their life will be pure like my life was pure.
Right.
You will know they're my disciples because they are going to live like I lived.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Lord, help us to please you, to love you, and to serve you. Amen. Help us to pass the test
Amen.
Of our attitude. Help us to pass the test of our actions.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. I want to please the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to live for him. Amen. I know we could go on. We could talk about the commandments of the Lord. But you know, man, we're supposed to read the word of God. And every one of us, as we read the word of God, we're reading his word. We need to keep his word. Amen. We know what we ought to be. how we ought to live. We don't need to try to find some fine print or some clause in the Word of God that allows us to slip through some loophole to avoid keeping a commandment of the Word of God. You know that? There's people that want to live that way today. They think they found the loophole in the Word of God so that they don't have to keep certain commands. Wow. Sometimes they go through the loophole of Old Testament. Well, that was in the Old Testament, and we're the New Testament. We don't have to abide by that. That was under the law. We're under grace. Looking for loopholes is what they're looking for. Well, our culture is different. Our times have changed. Looking for the loophole to try to avoid keeping the commands of God's word. Man, I don't want to worry about a loophole. Hey, man, I'm perfectly happy to live for God and to please Him in every area of my life. Hey, man. It don't bother me for somebody to say, you know, I noticed that you don't wear this, you don't go here, you don't do this. You must be a Christian, or you must go to church. That don't embarrass me. That don't hurt my feelings. That's a compliment. Amen, that my actions are bringing glory to Christ. You know what they say, don't you, about mimicry? Imitation. Imitation is the highest form of praise. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Imitation is the highest form of praise. Now I know there's nobody that would ever want to preach like me. But if somebody gets up to imitate me, man, if some child would even want to get up and imitate my actions and my mannerisms or whatever, it ought to be a compliment. Imitation, highest form of praise. Right? If somebody says they want to sing like Sister Ruth, that's a compliment. If somebody says they want to pray like you, that's a compliment. Hey man, if somebody talks about, man, you know what? I wished I could live like they live. I wished I could be as good of a child of God as they are. You know what I'm thinking? Man, all I'm doing is bringing praise and glory to God. Hey man, if I will follow after Him, if I will imitate Him, it only brings God glory. It only brings God praise. Hey man, the more that I walk like Him and act like Him in my life, the more glory He receives out of my life. Amen. Church, would you come to this altar tonight with us? Amen. Let's come and let's ask the Lord God to help us to please Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.